Let's radiate and season is the title for my message here this morning. And this is kind of a part two. It's not set up like this in scripture, but this is kind of a follow-up to the sermon I gave 3 weeks ago on January 18th. I'm sure you all remember it vividly, correct? Three evangelism pointers, three pointers to share Jesus based on John the Baptist pointing out when he sees Jesus walking, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And those three pointers point to Jesus, invite, and bring. Which leads now into what I'm going to read here in Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. "You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." And I'm going to stop there. I want to talk here about the importance of salt in light and light in our world. Jesus uses these two metaphors here, salt and light, to make the same point. And the most obvious one here is the light. And the light-dark theme comes up a lot in Scripture. It's one of those crimson thread themes you can ride through Scripture. And John, in the Gospel, John talks about how the light came into the world into the darkness, which is where we were without Jesus, in the darkness. And so this theme is throughout. And light is very important, isn't it, in our world? This is obviously a picture of the sun. Sun is very important. These are a couple things of why it's important. 10 to 30 minutes of sun exposure can start to impact levels in a positive way. It provides essential vitamin D, which helps boost mood and energy level. How many of you are like me? You know, maybe because depression and anxiety are real things. There's no question about that. And how many are like me that during this time of year, you can get kind of down when it's constantly gray, out, dark, no leaves on the trees? Anybody else feel kind of down and out during these months? At least the snow, I guess, brightens things up, right? But this light is so important. I have one of these in my office. Does anybody have one of these? I call it my happy light. And that makes Scott happy when he puts it on his desk when it's really dark outside. Well, at least that's what's supposed to happen. But that light, this light is important. And Jesus is using this metaphor here to make a point. Because without Jesus, the true light, we would all be stumbling, bumbling, fumbling around in the dark, not being able to find our way in this life. It's just the way it is. And so Jesus also uses the metaphor of salt. Salt is also very important in our lives, our daily lives. Salt preserves, flavors, tenderizes, cleanses, softens water, and melts ice, which is very important, especially this winter, correct? So there's a lot of uses for salt. Jesus is making the point here in these verses that salt and light are useful, helpful, and essential. So I have three questions this morning I want us all to ponder on. And the first one is, what is our identity? What is your identity? We live in a world where people are struggling with this, trying to find their identity. I got this article off of a psychology website that says 5 signs you're having an identity crisis. What is your identity? Well, guess what? Jesus answers this question here in these verses I just read to you. You are the salt. You are the light. The world needs literal salt and light. It can't survive without the sun, and we need salt. You know, the same goes for us, disciples of Jesus. The world needs us. We disciples are useful, helpful, and essential. At least we should be, right? Because Jesus tells us here in these verses what happens to salt that isn't used. It's thrown out. When we are not being who Jesus called us to be, the identity Jesus has given us, the world suffers. We are salt and light, period. But what we also are is forgiven, restored, blessed children of the Most High. And when we realize that being connected to Jesus Christ through our baptisms, when you were baptized in a baptismal font, wherever it was, wherever you were baptized, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, His name, His divine name being tattooed onto you forever. When you realize that, our life takes on a whole new meaning. This is our true identity. Yes, no question about it. We all have different roles we fill in this world, right? Mothers, fathers, sons, parents, employee, employer, whatever it is, we hold all those. Those are parts of our identity, but our most important identity is being one of God's children, being a brother or sister of Jesus Christ Himself. Jesus, who loved us so much that He came to this earth, lived under the law perfectly on our behalf, and then carried all our sins to that cross where He died for them. He took the wrath of God. Because remember, sin is a big deal. He hates it. And Jesus took that wrath on our behalf because He loves us. And that's our identity, brothers and sisters in Christ. Which leads to the second question here to ponder this morning. Our identity is that of being in Jesus Christ, who told us to be salt and light. But what is our purpose? Well, Jesus also answers this question here in verse 16. You have been designed, I have been designed for a purpose by our Father in heaven. Our purpose, and Jesus says it here in verse 16, is to perform good works. Talking about good works is always a tricky thing to talk about. There's always the temptation to think that we are hot stuff when we do something good. Because God is keeping some kind of scorecard up there in heaven, our good deeds versus bad deeds. How many times have you heard somebody say, well-meaning, I think, but how many times have you heard somebody say, are you going to heaven? And they respond with, well, I've been a pretty good person. Guess what? Who cares? It's not based on that. If God were keeping a scorecard up in heaven, we'd all be in big trouble. So doing good works is not what gets us into heaven. We do good works because that's what Jesus called us to do. And that's what we are to do. We are to be the salt and the light in this world. When we do what we were made to do, we are honoring the one who made us. That's what it said there, verse 16. Good works are meant to lead others to glorify our Heavenly Father. But what happens when we screw this up? And we don't feel like doing this. When we want to be selfish and keep our salt and our light to ourselves. Is anyone guilty of that? I am. Well, it's a good thing our salvation doesn't depend on that. Because we'd be in big trouble if it was. But we are not in big trouble. Because let's go on here in Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 and 18, where Jesus says, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot, will pass from the law until all is accomplished." Jesus is literally telling us here in a mic drop moment, he fulfilled the law and the prophets, which is, at that time when Jesus said that, was basically our Old Testament. He came to fulfill everything, and he fulfilled everything. He's taking care of our salvation for us, and he's given us a job to do. So that leads my third question here. What does being salt and light look like in our world? Well, let me read to you from Galatians chapter 5, where it talks about what we Christians look like because of the fruit of the Spirit. And I'm sure you've all heard this, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. When we are doing those things, those fruits of the Spirit, we are being salt and light in this world. So let's even break this down a little bit further. Salt and light. You can think of being salt like breaking the ice when you are developing relationships with people, because just like everything else in church and ministry, developing relationships with people is the key. Remember, maybe there's some ice with a family member that you could spread some salt instead of adding to the ice. Maybe there's that kid at school that always sits by themselves, and you could spread some salt and break that ice by sitting with them or inviting them to sit with you. Maybe there's that person at work who just does nothing but irritate you and is someone who could really use some salting. Maybe you're in a group of peers who are gossiping about someone, and you can spread some salt and stick up for the person or put an end to the gossip. Let's talk about light. Being light and radiating Jesus in our daily lives to someone who is stumbling, fumbling, bumbling, and lost in the dark, just like all of us were. Which brings me back to that sermon I gave 3 weeks ago. The three pointers: always be pointing to Jesus. Invite people. Jesus invited Andrew and the other disciple to come and see, come follow, and I'll show you what things are about. And the third thing, bring. What did Andrew do after he was with Jesus? He went and brought his brother Peter. These are three things that we can be doing: pointing people to Jesus, inviting people, bringing people. There's our evangelism program. Don't need to spend any money for that. Because maybe you have a family member or friend who's stumbling because of bad choices and really needs help. And you can shine your light and help. Maybe you know someone who knows nothing about Jesus, and you have the opportunity to shine your light. And remember, shining your light and sharing the gospel isn't always using words. We can shine our light, we can radiate Jesus just through our actions. So every baptism we do here, we lit the candle during the children's message. We give one of these baptismal candles so that people can remember their baptisms. And we light it from the Christ candle. Because Jesus said in John, he said, I am the light of the world, which he is, because we were all in darkness until Jesus came and brought that light. But now he's telling us that we are the light, that we get to shine and radiate. And maybe that someone wants to know why you are always shining and radiating the light, because you are so excited about what Jesus did for you. And it gives you an opportunity to tell that someone, why don't you come and see? See what Jesus is all about. Jesus, who came to earth to die on the cross for you, for me, because we were all lost in darkness. And the reason everybody's coming in, by the way, right now, is not because they're telling me it's time to get off the stage, Scott. But I want to invite everybody to stand up. And we're going to sing a song that hopefully you all heard before, learned when I was a little kid. No judging my singing. But let's put our candles up in the air, your fingers. And let's sing.
Light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine all the time, let it shine. Hide it under a bushel,
no!
I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine all the time. Let it shine. Don't let Satan blow it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Don't let Satan blow it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Don't let Satan blow it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine all the time, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine all the time. Let it shine.
Amen.
Sure, why not?